Clyde Pelkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Do you remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, the account of Elisha and what the scriptures call the great woman? Well, there was a woman who was given a child born to her in old age. And in chapter 4 of 2 Kings, he's taken sick in the field working with his father, and at noon he dies. She went to Elisha at Mount Carmel, and when he saw her approaching from the distance, he sent his servant over to ask, "Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child?" And her reply was, "It is well." The word she used was shalom, meaning peace. Her response was that all was well with herself, her husband, and her child. And yet her child had just died. This is only the response of faith, as she didn't know at the time that God would actually restore her child to her. And what she was speaking was from those deep recesses of her heart and spirit. She simply said, "Shalom, peace." She knew something grand about God. She knew that God was loving and kind, and that He has our best interests at heart. And regardless of what the circumstances may appear to have shown, she knew that God was working all things together for good. You know, sometimes when things are good, it's easy to quote Paul from Romans chapter 8, "For we know that all things work together for good." But it's sometimes hard to believe that in the middle of trials. We sometimes have mental reservations. We say, all is working together for good except this circumstance, this particular one that I'm facing right now. This one's working out for my harm. But you know that the verse says God is working all together for good. Is His word not enough for us? Really, what more do we need? The more and more we come to know Father, the more and more we can rest in His wisdom to work all things together for our good. To Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to His disciples and apostles, Golgotha, from the physical eye, didn't seem to be working together for good. Yet it's the basis of all blessing for all of creation. In the greatest trial of evil, God was reconciling the world to Himself. The Son of God was given up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Up to that shameful event, I'm sure that they could have looked around at all the circumstances the 3 years before and could have said, yeah, God's working all things together. But when they saw His lifeless form suspended on that tree, it was hard to see how God would work that for good. Yet later, they would learn how mistaken they were. In the 1860s, H.G. Spafford was a successful Chicago attorney and businessman. He was also an associate of D.L. Moody. Yet in the 1870s, however, things started to go wrong. I mean badly wrong. First, Spafford's only son died from scarlet fever, and he was only 4 years old. A year later, the Great Chicago Fire destroyed his large real estate investments on the shores of Lake Michigan. And if that weren't enough, greater misfortune would lay in his path. Aware of the toll that these disasters had taken on his family, Spafford decided that they needed a change of scenery. That opportunity came in 1873, while Moody was in Britain. Spafford decided to take his wife and four daughters and join him there in his work. The Spaffords traveled to New York to catch a steamship across the Atlantic. And just before they set sail, a last-minute business development forced Spafford to delay. Not wanting to ruin the family time away, he persuaded his family to go as planned, and he would follow on later. With this decided, Anna, his wife, and four daughters set sail to Europe while Spafford returned to Chicago. While at sea, the vessel sank, claiming all four of Spafford's daughters. Upon hearing this terrible news, Spafford boarded the next ship out of New York to join his bereaved wife, Anna. During his voyage, he requested that the captain notify him when they came to the approximate place where the ship that carried his four daughters to their watery grave had went down. After gazing into the sea for a while, the sea that had taken his daughters, he returned to his cabin and he penned the lyrics of his great hymn, "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul." How do we explain such a response as this? How could Spafford pen, "It is well with my soul," in the face of such tragedies that had taken place? And how could the great woman of 2 Kings chapter 4 respond as how it was with her and her husband and her son when her son had just died and she says, "It is well"? Paul gives us the answer to this in Philippians chapter 4 when he wrote, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God which passes all understanding. You know, it's just not understandable that the great woman in Kings could say, "It is well," or that Spafford could pen such a moving poem as "It is well with my soul" in the place of such tragedy and heartbreak. But we need to remember that all is peace when faith believes that God is working all together for good. The peace of God is superior to every mental state, and it fortifies our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Why should we not enjoy to the fullest this heritage as the sons of God? So you're going through hard times right now. I just want you to know everything's really okay. It is well with your soul. Trust Him. Abandon all of your heart and soul and life and all that you have on Him. He is worthy. Now, for your edification and enjoyment, here is Amy Grant, "It is well with my soul," and "The river's gonna keep on rolling."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, someone you love them from the bottom of your heart, and believe that it's the truest thing you've known. you never break the promises you make. The river's gonna keep on rolling on. And if you haven't got a dollar, not a penny to your name, somebody's gonna miss you when you're gone. And even if you never find just a little piece of mind, the river's gonna keep on rolling on. Keep on rolling to the ocean. Every turn and every bend, and faith in Him will turn your heart around. 'Cause even though we sin, there's forgiveness in the end, and the river's gonna keep on rolling on. With my soul.